Hi, it's Doon here, your host and hype girl. And before we dive into today's episode, I want you to take a hot second to reflect. What's that passion, unique experience, or knowledge you have itching to be shared with the world? For me, it's always been about guiding you and cheerleading incredible women to start your businesses. So what's your thing? You see, everyone's got something they excel at, something they just can't stop talking about. And it turns out that one of the best ways to monetize those passions is through sharing that thing with the world as a digital course product. My life's work has been to chat with more than 600, 7, 8, and 9-figure e-commerce founders. And it's through those conversations that have led me to creating a foolproof playbook and my go-to guide for early-stage founders in the form of my first ever digital program, E-commerce Fundamentals. But it wouldn't have been possible without Thinkific. The beauty of this platform lies in its simplicity. Cute templates and a super easy to use editor. No coding headaches, no tech-induced stress, just pure focus on what matters most, the content. So if you've ever been curious about building a course to teach your passion, this is the way to do it. The genuine support from the Thinkific team turns it from this lonely, confusing headache into the most fulfilling and easy project. Go to the link in my show notes to get a free trial on me.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
Welcome back. Here are the 6 quick questions. So question number 1 is, what's your why? Why are you waking up every day and working on Glossy Boys?
My why is connection. I love connecting people. If I can create a connection that sparks something else, that makes me feel fulfilled and joyful. So that's my absolute why. And Glossy Boys is about connecting people with creativity and each other.
I love that. Question number 2 is, what's been your favorite marketing moment so far?
I'm going to say you're a shark. That's a little bit of
that was a good moment.
That was a really good moment. And it took a lot for me to stand. I know I sound really brave and, you know, outgoing and all of those things, but it took a lot for me to step forward as a founder. And if I had, you know, sent Lucas on Shark Tank by himself, you would have been only telling half the story. So the fact that I stood next to him and the fact that I was recognized like that was definitely my favorite. Plus, what a great line.
Great line. Question number three is, what's your go-to business resource? Where are you learning at the moment? Book, podcast, newsletter, course, website?
TikTok.
Oh, love TikTok.
TikTok is my favorite. I have to give myself like a time limit, of course, but TikTok is literally where I find some of the most inspiring people, the most value, the most insanely good advice. It is just a wonderland, especially if you train the algorithm. Start another account and just have it for your entrepreneurship if you like, and that will get you some amazing gold. It's so valuable.
I agree. Question number four is, how do you win the day? What are your AM or PM rituals and habits that keep you feeling happy and successful and motivated?
Definitely exercise. I have to exercise, otherwise I get a little bit So I try and schedule in every day some form of exercise, whether it's yoga, a walk, or I box.
Ooh, nice.
So I like to go boxing for at least an hour. If I can do that three times a week, that gives me energy.
Love that. Question number five is, what has been your worst money mistake in the business and how much did it cost you?
so many to choose from. When we went viral the first time in August, in September, the entire country flooded and 200 of our parcels went missing.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. So not only was it financial because we had to replace all of those parcels, we also had to go to a courier service because we had to build back up customer rapport, which was very, very expensive. The paperwork to try and retrieve those parcels was not worth our time. And the physical time in the admin of it and the mental toll was massive. I remember walking across an oval going, what am I going to do? 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 I called up a courier company to start that process. And I'm not a crier, like I'm not a hugger. And are you getting a picture? And gentle, I am not. And I said, so this happened and, oh, I think I have to call you back because I'm going to cry. And I got a discount because I cried on the career companies. So that would have been my biggest mistake. It is it's sort of an act of God, but, you know, gosh, it took a lot out of us in every way, shape and form.
Yeah, goodness. That's like more than money. That cost you more than money.
Must I just say, like, okay, we lost a few parcels and it was hard, but people lost their homes and their pets and their livelihoods. So it's not comparable in any way, shape or form. It just, that was an oof for us.
Yeah, for sure.
Especially at the time,
for sure. Question number six, last question. What is just a crazy story, good or bad, from the journey of building Glossy Boys?
Ah, crazy story. There's so many. So we have a PO box, and Lucas went to open it for the first time, and he used a special key and he went in there, was very excited, and there was a postcard in it, and it was from 52-year-old Celeste, who had sent him a piece of fan mail talking about the fact that he had seen him on Sunrise and that she had ordered the product because she liked his story, and that she had really shaky hands and she hadn't been able to use nail polish for like the last decade, but with a pen she could.
Oh my God.
And It was so adorable. And like, I was ridiculously embarrassing. I'm like, oh my God, your first fan mail. And he's like, Mum, be cool. And then he was like, he just kept holding it like and smiling at it. It was so
that
lovely.
That deserves to be framed. deserves to be on the wall. You know what I forgot to ask you, which I'm just going to ask you really quickly before we wrap up? What happened after the episode aired? Like, what was the impact in terms of orders, craziness? Like, what happened after?
Meta, we tried to get verified and Meta kicked us off Instagram and Facebook. So I had promised Lucas to go to the Powerhouse Museum and do anything he wanted after the show because he'd been working really hard. And it turned out we had to sit in a parent's room on a conference call with Meta to fight to get our accounts back instead of doing all the glorious things that we'd chosen to do. Because... So when you go to be verified, you've got to put your, you know, credentials in, and the AI bots that they had at the time, you know, flagging those, you know, doing that verification process, thought that Lucas wasn't 13 and immediately blocked him off his account.
Oh.
So we thought we were going to sell a lie. We thought that Shark Tank was going to be great, but that we would lose our major sales channel and have no business to actually sell. So, and actually invest in. It was a really stressful time. And the poor kid, he really wanted to see tickets from Nirvana to the Sydney show, and he didn't get to because he was sitting in the parents' room on a conference call.
Oh, my God.
He's dead. But what did happen when Shark Tank aired, we got an amazing flood of just the most awesome humans in the whole world reaching out, people, you know, celebrating their children and wanting to buy Glossy Boys as a gift for them to recognize them and their creativity. And they would share their stories. This is for a birthday. This is for a present. This is because my son just came out. This is because, you know, my partner is really creative and a bit of a rock star and just wanted some black nail polish that didn't chip. Like we got the most amazing flood of messages. And of course we got a huge amount of orders. So we've gone into pre-order again because we ordered a massive amount, but it wasn't enough. So we're just catching up with that now. We're all working 24/7 packing and ordering and,
oh my gosh,
you know, working on inventory. It's great.
What a journey, Brianna. Thank you so much for coming on the show and sharing all your insights and learnings and the frameworks. I love that you have a million frameworks that you kind of operate by. I'm going to be looking them all up. And I can't wait to have you back on the show for another, you know, follow up part two, 6 months down the track.
I can't wait to be on the show. I think the next one is going to be even bigger.
I bet. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Hey, it's June here. Thanks for listening to this amazing episode of the Female Startup Club podcast. If you're a fan of the show and want even more of the good stuff, I'd recommend checking out femalestartupclub.com, where you can subscribe to our free newsletter. We send it out weekly, covering female-founded business news, insights and learnings in D2C, and interesting business resources. And if you're a founder building an e-commerce brand, you can join our private network of entrepreneurs called Hype Club at femalestartupclub.com/hypeclub. We have guests from the show joining us for intimate Ask Me Anythings, expert workshops, and a group of totally amazing, like-minded women building the future of D2C brands. As always, please do subscribe, rate and review the show, and post your favorite episodes to Instagram stories. I am beyond grateful when you do that.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Hey, it's Dune here. Thanks for listening to this amazing episode of the Female Startup Club podcast. If you're a fan of the show and want even more of the good stuff, I'd recommend checking out femalestartupclub.com, where you can subscribe to our free newsletter. We send it out weekly, covering female founder business news, insights and learnings in D2C, and interesting business resources. And if you're a founder building an e-commerce brand, you can join our private network of entrepreneurs called Hype Club at femalestartupclub.com/Hype Club. We have guests from the show joining us for intimate Ask Me Anythings, expert workshops, and a group of totally amazing, like-minded women building the future of D2C brands. As always, please do subscribe, rate and review the show, and post your favorite episodes to Instagram stories. I am beyond grateful when you do that.